want to point out one thing I didn't realize I didn't mention. So by Mertzi Matzah there's a loch of Haseba. By Murah there's no loch of Haseba. By Kurech, which obviously if there's Echel Mekdesh Kehillah, when he would put the eat the Pesach, the Matzah and the Murah together, obviously it was a din of Haseba, even though he's eating the Murah, but that wasn't the point. Was that the Murah is secondary to the Pesach and the Matzah. It's a din de Rabbanan. At most, it's a din de Rabbanan, so the shear is a smaller shear, like you have on the chart. There's a nusach in the Haganah of Echel Mekdesh Kehillah. So we pointed out that you're supposed to have in mind when you say the bracha of Alachilas Matzah and Alachilas Morah to include the Karech also. So is Echel Mekdesh Kehillah considered a hafsek or not? So the Biur Halacha actually raises the question. The Biur Halacha actually holds it to consider it a hafsek, and would be better to say it after you eat the Karech. Eat the Karech and then say what I did, by the way, was Echel Mekdesh. That's how the Biur Halacha understands it. But the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Lavush say that the minig is the way we do it, and that's become the standard minig. So it's an interesting thing to think about. Okay, Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch points out, the Ramah points out that the person has to eat Dafik Kaiman should not be a chila gasa. So obviously you have to have your eyes and your head to think about. They shouldn't overeat during the meal. They should be able to eat the Dafik Kaiman and not a chila gasa. Want to point one thing out. With the zroya on the ka'ara is sli. We don't need anything which is roasted the night of Pesach because it shouldn't look like the basar of the korban Pesach, which badafka was sli. So anything which is basar, we don't need sli. So a roasted egg would be mutter. A roasted piece of chicken is not. But the Chayyadim points out it's improper to throw the Zoraya out. It's a bizi mitzvah. This is used for a mitzvah part of your Kohara. To throw it out is improper. So it's proper to put it into the food of the next day. Really would be more proper since it's Yom Tov. You're allowed to do it. To make a fresh one the night of Yom Tov. You know, people, they save it. By the time it's set out on, if you have a long Seder, it's set on your Seder, you know, set out like that for like three hours, two nights in a row. You're not in the mood of eating it afterwards. I understand that. Well, you know, that's exactly the point. Chelim says that a person shouldn't throw it out and not use it. But you cannot eat it by the Seder. You can eat it the next day by the meal.
How long does it need to be out at the Seder before you can take it out? In terms of, like, if you want to go throw it into the soup, out of soup,
cook it. You want to do Bishul Achotzli? Because the Bishul Achotzli would work.
And how long does it have to be under the
Seder
before you can take it off?
No, the car basically is there till the end of the mirror. Till Motzei Matzah. It is a Seder Yom Tov, and so the halacha of Seder Yom Tov applied to it, which is that a person should have a revius of yain during a Seder Yom Tov. That's in Siman Tavkuf Chav Tes. There's a halacha of having a drink and revius of wine during the meal by any Seder Yom Tov. There's also the machloikus over there, whether it's a chiyuv of basar, which means basar behema, preferably. The mishaburah's lashon over there is it's a mitzvah lechol basar. He doesn't say it's a chiyuv gomer. It's a machloikus whether it's a chiyuv or not. But the mishaburah's lashon is because it's a machloikus. It's a mitzvah to eat basar. Okay. There you go to Tzafun. Of course, my pages are in order. Okay, before I go to Tzafun, just one more thing. That the mitzvah kibbutz of aim is a mitzvah say the raisa. So if your mother made this tremendous effort to make a nice suda, you should make sure that you don't say, well, you know. Chatzos is very important, and we'll talk about chatzos. But pashas the din of chatzos for what we're doing is not the rabbanon. So you have to be careful with your kibbutz aveim deraisa with your chatzos the rabbanon. You have to make sure you have the balance properly. Okay, sofon. So then the avkamer should be eaten before chatzos. In a situation where a person has not even got to motzi matzah before chatzos, then if you eat motzi matzah after chatzos, you do not make a bracha of al achilas matzah. So that for sure is true. But you ate the achilas, ikar achila of the achilas matzah was done earlier. You can eat if you didn't get to the afghan before chatzos, you will eat it after chatzos. Preferably, you should have two kazesim, but again, one the zecher for the carbon pesach, which is eaten, and the zecher for the matzah, which is eaten with it. A person who finds it difficult to do that at the time of night, eating one kazais is sufficient. According to the Rashbam and Rashi, we mentioned that Rashbam and Rashi hold that the ikar mitzvah of achilas matzah is lafi kaimen, but then eaten at the end of the meal, so then according to them, you would have to have a larger shear. The ma'aseh b'shabur passes lafi kaimen is the rabbanon. He's passing nikkur, then it's not like the Rashbam and Rashi. So therefore, you could, if the case of the person finds it difficult, so a person could rely on a smaller shear for the kazayas. There's a famous Avinezer came up with this chop in regards to the issue of chatzos, eating avikamah for chatzos. So some people think it's a great idea, some people don't. Avinezer came along and there's an halacha that you can't eat after the afikamen. So you can't eat the afikamen twice. So Avinezer came along and said that halacha, you can't eat after the afikamen, only applies if the mitzvah is alive, extend the whole night. But according to the Machlokas Tanoim and the Gemara, whether the halacha is till chatzos or lozab nazariah or the whole night, the chila is the whole night. According to lozab nazariah, that the chila is till chatzos, after chatzos you'd be allowed to eat again. That's what he proves. That's his shita. So he comes along and says that a person can come up. We don't. The final psaka. It's not clear what the final psaka in the Machlokas Tanoim is. So a person can make it tonight before chatzos. Assuming he started the meal before chatzos, slowly before chatzos, he could take a gazayas of matzah and say, if the law is like your blazim and azayah, this is my afikarmen. I'm eating it now. Then after chatzos, I'm allowed to eat again. Lachos like Rabbi Kiva, that's called a Lila, so then I'm just eating matzah. I'm not eating it l'shem afikarmen. So then I can eat afikarmen later on. So I fulfill my din of afikarmen before chatzos, according to the shita that you have to have before chatzos, because that we need before chatzos is according to that shita. Then I wait till after chatzos, and then I get to my meal. After my meal, at the end of the meal, I eat afikarmen again. So either it's afikarmen or it's not eating, but you're allowed to eat at that point in time. Now that theory that you're allowed to eat according to the laws of Nazari after chatzos, because this man is only till chatzos, that's not so poshut. A lot of persons disagree with that. But that's Abin Nezer's Tanai. So according to him, it's a great aid, so how to make sure that you're mekayim the laws of chatzos.
Not better.
No, it's obviously better than, well, if you finish having the mechatzos, you're for sure good.
There's two shitas, so if you're even kind of both shitas, then maybe it's better than eating.
No, those shitas, those don't have to be bedafka after chatzos. It's just, it could be after chatzos. Okay, the benching, so the Mishabur points out, there's a lacha of, when you, there's a lacha to Gemara you had in Brochus, that when you have a, you're holding the seventh paragraph, right? Yeah, so there's a lacha of kosher bracha. There's a little shtifa about hadacha. The kosher bracha. There's 10 things said about kosher bracha. One of them is that it should be washed inside and out. So before you use a clean cup for the first kais, that's the equivalent of shtifa hadacha. Since you only use it for yayin, you don't need shtifa hadacha from yayin. By the time you get to the third kais, the kais was there during the meal. You might have drank something else from it. You might eat something. So the lacha, before you use it for kais of berachas mazon, you need shtifa v'adacha. You have to wash it inside and out before you use it. Person benches, then you...
Is it because you might have drank, or if you might have drank?
The lacha is because once it was used during the meal. So there's pashas, if you know for sure that it wasn't used on the meal, you're not kai. But the ma'aseh, since it's there... So if you theoretically remove it from the table immediately...
If you have your dalek for those 5 ounce glasses that you don't use for the meal...
If you take it away...
So if you have 2 glasses on the table...
If you take it away... In other words, if you clearly move it, set it aside, it's not going to be used. Yeah, I understand. Rudolf Feinstein, as the Gada points out, that... Right, you should not be mafsik between the Berachos Hamazon and the third Christ. The third Christ was said on the Berachos Hamazon said on the third Christ. There should be not be any hafsik between the two. He even says even the saying Hinimuchim Mazuman, person should just think it, not say it. if he's back with, you know, normally to do that. Okay, we move on to, let's just touch Hallel. The Rama says in Tafayin Tes that we say Hoidu and Ona responsively if there's three people. So if there's three people, one person says Hoidu and people respond Hoidu. Ona, like you say in Shul. Regards to the number three, Mishra points out it could be women, it could be a man and you know, two men and a woman, you know, husband and a wife. It's not lav dafka three men. Ketanim also, it's lav dafka three adults. So those are three people. So the phrase of Hoidu, he's saying to them, you should give thanks. He's saying you should give thanks. There's somebody to say that to. Okay. It doesn't have to be dafka the balabais. It could be somebody else to do it instead of the balabais. The balabais doesn't have a good voice and he'd rather pass on to somebody else. It could be passed on.
Does the katan count? Does the katan count as
part of the katan also counts, yeah. The Mishabur doesn't say it. Mishabur mentions women, but the Rabban in his Haggadah, the Kol Dodi Haggadah, he says that katanim also would count for that purpose. Okay. Shulchan Aruch says that a person should continue even after Nirtza, we finish Hallel, you drink the fourth cup. Maybe we'll leave the lachos of Birchus. The difference in Hagam for Birchus Asher, I think it's kind of speak about, just explain, because the Haggadahs are confusing. So maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow.